This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Chilbury Ladies' Choir by Jennifer Ryan. Read by Gabriel Glaister, Laura Kerman, Imogen Wild, Adjoa Ando, Mike Grady, and Tom Clegg.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Notice pinned to the Chilbury Village Hall notice board. Sunday, 24th of March, 1940. As all our male voices have gone to war, the village choir is to close following Commander Edmund Winthrop's funeral next Tuesday. The Vicar.
Mrs. Tilling's Journal. Tuesday, 26th of March, 1940. First funeral of the war, and our little village choir simply couldn't sing in tune. Holy, holy, holy limped out as if we were a crump of warbling sparrows. But it wasn't because of the war, or the young scoundrel Edmund Winthrop torpedoed in his submarine, or even the vicar's abysmal conducting. No, it was because this was the final performance of the Chilbury Choir, our swan song.
I don't see why we have to be closed down, Mrs. B snapped.